Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. Its 20th edition runs March 1st to 21st in all communities across Canada. The Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station present Les RVF Marathon, which aims to promote language duality in Canada across the country. Stay tuned for this marathon day of 20th Rendez-vous de la Francophonie and visit www.ncra.ca/RVF for more information on this event.
Bonjour, it's Colleen Power, your friendly Newfoundland and Labrador Francophile, right here on CHMR-FM, Memorial University Campus Radio. When you think of our province, French probably isn't the first thing that pops into your mind. Only 5% of Newfoundland and Labrador's population can speak both English and French, and it isn't easy to go to a shopping mall and find a French book. It can be challenging to find resources, especially for parents of French immersion children who don't know French themselves. In this program, I'd like to introduce you to some folks who work hard to keep the French language alive in our community. Le Club du Samedi, French for Life, and La Rose des Vents Chorale all make learning French fun in their own way. L'Association Communautaire Francophone de Saint-Jean offers Le Club du Samedi for children every Saturday morning. I spoke with Directrice Générale of the Association Communautaire Francophone de Saint-Jean, Émilie Marchal.
The Club du Samedi is a lot of different activities, like depending sometimes it's art, sport, and crafts. That could be really everything that children like to do. We're making some paintings on t-shirts. Sometimes we go out to PP Park because the center is just right at the site, so we can go in like the woods just to make some walks or to pick up stuff or to go at the Fluvarium. And yes, that can be really all kind of stuff like story time. Really, a lot of activities that we offer in French for children. We have children coming from all kind of different places. Most of it is immersion. Children are coming from immersion school, or some of them just have a core French, but parents think that it's important for them to have something else than just school to speak French, and that's a really good way for children, even if their French is not improved yet. It's just a way for them to speak French where else than at school, and to offer them like activities. So it's not like school. Yes, they learn French, but it's a fun way to speak French, a kind of way to learn to them that French is not just at school in a room, but it's outside of that, and that you can have fun in French.
And is there an amount of French a child should know to be able to participate in the Club du Samedi? Can they start off with just a few words?
Yeah. Sometimes it happened that, like, they started school in September, and that might be the first year that they learn French. We try to accept, like, everybody who have an interest in French. And the teacher that we have who take care of the group of children, we're not going to just speak French if we know that someone in front of us do not understand everything. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, to start with some French and to try to get children use their French more than what they do now.
Would you recommend Le Club du Samedi to a parent? For instance, there are some parents who don't speak French, but they want their child to benefit from being bilingual and learning French. Would you recommend it to those parents?
Yeah, I would recommend it to them. The Club du Samedi is not a French course. Like, it's not a way that if your child doesn't go to not French school, but immersion, or do not have no French classes at school, he's not going to learn French just going to the Club du Samedi, because, of course, it's not a school. Yes, we'll learn some French, but it's not a course. It's activities and program in French for children to improve their French and have activities in French. So, yeah, of course, if the children learn some French at school, that's a really good way for them to improve mm-hmm. their French. Mm-hmm. But as I said, it's not a class, it's not a course. So they're going to have a support somewhere else to learn French.
Mm-hmm. Is there any tips you would offer non-Francophone parents who want to give their child that head start toward becoming bilingual and learning French and English? You know, they're in immersion, they may attend the Club du Samedi. Is there any other little tips you could offer parents to help their kids learn French?
Yeah, even if the parents do not speak French, I think that having like some support, some material, like even if it's just like watching a movie in French or reading a book in French, it could be really like for young children, it could be like really simple books. It can just be like learn the colors or learn the shape or stuff like that. But this is the kind, this is the way that children might use and learn way more French.
Mm-hmm. How does the Club du Samedi offer the sessions?
So as I said, that's 2 sessions a year. The session lasts for 10 weeks. The meetings are on Saturday morning, 9 to 11:45.
How would parents reach Le Club du Samedi to find out more?
To find out more information, you have all what you need on our website, which is acfsj.ca. So you will have like a little description of the program. The activities change every session because mm-hmm. it's a 10-week session twice in a year. So yes, they can just check out on our website, or they can just come at the Centre des Grands Vents on Ridge Road and ask us questions if they need more information.
From Le Club du Samedi to French for Life, I spoke with founder and CEO Michelle Marsh.
Well, really, French for Life originated because of the need that French immersion students tend to have for a little bit of extra support. So we started French for Life with the intention of offering an after-school program that would kind of roll in the needs that parents have for childcare, as well as the need for private tutoring. So what we offer is an after-school program that has both. So we pick up children from school, and we also help them with their homework, and we provide enrichment activities in French as well, so we can provide the extra support for French reading or writing or math in French, those types of things that tend to cause some problems for students in French immersion. Outside of our after-school program, we also have French summer camps, French Easter camps. We do reading help classes. We do adult classes for parents who are looking to learn some French to help their kids, those kind of things. So we really have a fairly wide array of different programs available. French immersion is incredible, but it will take some extra elbow grease. So I think parents being aware of that off the bat will kind of help offset some frustration a little later on. But certainly getting your children exposed to as much French as possible would certainly be up there among the first things that I would advise parents who are considering or have children in French immersion. There's so much available online now with regards to French music and French cartoons and all those different things. I really recommend that. Also, the Francophone school here in St. John's, L'École des Grands Vins, they also have a membership program whereby you can sign up your family and participate in different French-speaking events, such as bowling, yoga, I believe, a few different things going on like that. Far Out Fitness with Cindy Butt, they do French yoga as well. Then there's Terra Nova Taekwondo with Jeff, and he's incredible. He's been in with our group as well. The kids have so much fun. And all the Taekwondo classes are in French. So those types of things will all help help your child just be more exposed to the language and feel like it's not something that they're just going to learn in school, which of course will help them become more motivated to really want to pursue French.
I like French for Life because there's words. We do word searches activities, math activities, and lots of other fun things.
For Life because I get to do my homework here and not do it at home.
French for Life because we get to play and we get to do lots of activities.
We like French for Life Because we like giant. And we like playing
French for Life because I like playing hockey.
I like French for Life because we play games and do our homework.
Yeah, yeah, wait on us. Calcon la vallée, parla force.
Cache, 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 cache.
Qui a pris ma note?
Okay, venez!
We usually recommend actually just going to your public library. The best one that I found around St. John's anyways for French resources would be the Arts and Culture Center Children's Library. They have a really good selection. As well, as I mentioned, the Francophone School, l'École des Convents, their community center, their entire library is filled with French books and French audiobooks, CDs, things like that. So both of those places are a really great resource. Also, I love going to book fairs around town. You'd be surprised how many French books you can find at book fairs for really cheap. And with the French immersion programs growing in our province now, more of those French books are ending up in book fairs as used books. So that's another great opportunity to get some good French resources at a better price.
Excellent. About how many children do you have enrolled at French for Life?
Oh, goodness. Well, we have 50 at our French Immersion After School program. And then we have almost another 30 slots booked weekly for private tutoring. And we usually have about 45 to 50 kids that come to our Easter camps and summer camps as well. So a lot of kiddies.
Wow. And how would people reach you at French for Life if they wanted to get in touch and see, you know, if that was the right option for them?
Yeah, well, they can certainly send us off an email at info@frenchforlife.com, or they can give us a call at 725-2141, and we'd be happy to give them some more information about our programming.
Mm-hmm. So you graduated from Memorial with
a
Bachelor of Education and a Bachelor of Arts. So what made you decide to go this avenue instead of teaching?
Well, Colleen, I think for me, and I did teach for a little while, I had the opportunity to substitute, and I had the chance to teach kindergarten for a year in the public school system as well. And while I really did enjoy aspects of that, I think I always felt a calling to do something to support children outside of the classroom, and I truly admire the teachers in our province. They work so hard to provide such an excellent education, but sometimes our kids still need some extra help. Sometimes the funding is just not there to have the extra teaching unit to provide the extra support. So for me, I really wanted to offer something that could help children who wanted to stay in French immersion but maybe just needed some extra help, be it once a week, twice a week, or 5 days a week. And for me, that was the reason why I felt that I wanted to be outside the school system instead of inside.
What are some of the common phrases and, you know, something that kids kind of have a little bit of trouble with? Is there some common things that, like, parents could be at home, you know, like reinforcing some verbs, some anything come to your mind, like something that we could throw out there to everybody right now?
Oh, goodness. Well, there are lots of common mistakes, I'll say.
Yeah.
I won't bore you with all of them.
No.
but honestly, the best thing to do is to get them watching those French cartoons. Because that way, those common mistakes, kind of I'll call them the franglais or the English, kind of the English speaking mistakes that we make, we can kind of head those off if they hear the right expressions in French. So listening to the French the French music and the French cartoons and things like that, that's a great way to head off some of those common translation mistakes, because they will have already heard them in familiar settings in French.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about late French immersion?
Sure. Well, for me, that was actually the program that I had the opportunity to do going through school. So I started French immersion in grade 7. It really is a great program. Of course, I'm a little biased. but for me, it gave me the opportunity to make a choice that as a 13-year-old child, I want to learn French. So that was something that was, it was really amazing to be able to make that decision as a teenager. But just the cultural exposure, I remember doing a class trip to St. Pierre, those kind of things. So while both French immersion programs are great, they both have their respective good points. But the Late French Immersion Program is certainly a great opportunity to get extra exposure from the grammar side, and especially from the social side, because of course teenagers, they want to be talking more, and if they can only speak in French, they're going to figure out a way to learn that language quicker. So it's definitely a great opportunity.
Michelle, you've got a Facebook group for parents with kids in French immersion. Do you want to mention that?
Sure. So our Facebook group, it's one that I started personally, actually. And basically, the idea is that we wanted parents to have a place where they could go and maybe post questions if they had a question about their kids' homework or just a general French immersion question. And also, I post resources as well that I've found online through different websites. And it might be little reading activities, listening activities, flashcards for vocab, different tips here and there. So if you have a child in kindergarten to grade 5 French immersion, you can certainly look it up. It's just under Parents of K to 5 French Immersion Students, Metro St. John's.
And the trois quatre cinq six sept, violette, violette. And the trois quatre cinq six sept, violette, bicyclette.
Merci beaucoup, Michelle Marsh from French for Life here in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, for the handy tips and resources for parents with children learning French. I can't possibly go on in the program without talking about some of my favorite ways to brush up on my French here in the province. Number one, visiting and performing in St. Pierre and Miquelon. The small islands found 25 kilometers from the coast of Newfoundland are a self-governing territory of France, where the people mainly speak French. If you studied French at Memorial University here on the Rock, you'll know it's the home of the Fricker Institute, where each semester students immerse themselves in French culture and society while they study the language. St. Pierre and Miquelon has a population of just over 6,000 people. Customs and traditions on these French islands are similar to the ones found in metropolitan France. The French spoken is closer to metropolitan French than to Canadian French, so it's a unique experience to visit, and the best immersion, in my opinion, is hanging out and speaking with the locals. The boulangerie, pâtisserie, and shops have a European feel that you don't find in Newfoundland and Labrador. Another place you have to go for the French experience in Newfoundland and Labrador is the west coast of Newfoundland. The people there are the descendants of settlers who arrived from France and Acadia several generations ago. French dialects in the area are derived from those spoken by Breton fishermen and Acadian farmers who settled in the area in the 19th century. Francophones on the west coast of the island had to fight against English assimilation, but over the past 48 years or so, measures have been taken to reverse this trend. Starting with the Official Languages Act of 1969, federal monies aided in promotion of the area's French identity and language. Then in 1975, Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau's visit to the area brought the sexy back to the French, along with numerous organizations such as the Fédération des Francophones de Terre-Neuve et du Labrador, l'Association régionale de la Côte Ouest, l'Association francophone de Saint-Jean here in the metro region, along with l'Association francophone du Labrador and Franco-Jeune. Now for the grown-ups who want to sing and have fun learning in French, La Rose des Vents Chorale is a community choir of francophones and francophiles who meet up on Monday nights to sing in French. Claire Wilkshire is the choir director.
I am just going into my 10th season with La Rose des Vents as director, and I sang in the choir before that, and it's a lot of fun. It's very much a community choir. We have people with all levels of French, all levels of musical experience, and they're just people who come together once a week because they love to sing in French, they love that French music, and have a great time.
Do you think that, for someone who loves to sing and only knows a little bit of French, do you think that it would be a good experience for them to both enjoy singing and learn some more French?
Absolutely. It's a great way to keep up the French for people who have had a fair bit of French in the past, but they've kind of, you know, forgotten quite a lot over the years, which happens to people. But also people, not everybody wants to take a French course in the nighttime. Sometimes it's a bit more sort of grammar focused than what people are interested in. So it's a nice way to have a kind of hands-on learning experience. You're actually doing something else, but you're learning, because the rehearsals are in French, you're learning it at the same time. And because they're just a warm, friendly, helpful bunch of people, they'll, you know, they'll help people get through who are not quite sure what they're supposed to be doing.
So what kind of songs would you expect to hear at a get-together or a rehearsal? What, you know, if I was going to join, what kind of French songs would I expect to sing?
We do a range of songs from, say, the Renaissance to the 21st century. We do traditional songs, Renaissance drinking songs. We do quite old sacred music. The focus is on, of course, music by French composers. And when I say French, I mean from the world of La Francophonie. So it could be Belgian or Swiss or French Canadian or Haitian. We do traditional music, as I say, sacred, boisterous, quite a range of different kinds of music. We rehearse on Monday nights at the Centre des Grands Vents, and our umbrella organization, the organization that runs the choir, is the ACFSJ, the Association Communautaire Francophone de Saint-Jean. So anyone who looks for the choir, actually has a, we've got a Facebook page. If you look for Rose des Vents on Facebook, we have Twitter feed, and anybody can contact us through any of those means, and it's not very hard to track me down, and I'll give people information about the choir, or to track down the Francophone Association, and they'll tell people, and often people will just show up on a Monday night, and I say, oh, hi, what a pleasure and a surprise to meet you, and they sit through the rehearsal and decide they'd like to stick around, and that works well for everybody.
And is there a lot of members? How many members does the chorale have right now?
We've got about 40 people right now. So it's soprano, alto, tenor, bass. We've got all sections. It's an adult choir, so we don't have children. We've got sort of university up.
And do you have any events that you perform at? I know you have your Monday get-togethers. Do you have performances as well?
We do. We perform annually at certain kinds of events. We perform at the Festival du Vent every year, which is usually in the fall. We do a Christmas concert. We usually sing at the Health Sciences Center Hostel, the Agnes Cowan Center, because there are often people from Saint-Pierre there at Christmas. We sing a mass at the end of January, beginning of February for Candlemas, for Chandeleur. We have an end-of-season concert in the spring, which is always, that's kind of the high point of our choral year. And we do all kinds of other things too, like we sang for Canada Day at the Sunrise Ceremony, for Canada's birthday, and we sang in front of City Hall on New Year's Eve this year. That was really fun. And so all sorts of events that are that come up over the course of the year.
So have you seen any members come into the choir that barely knew any French that have been in there for a while now that are actually doing better in their French?
I certainly do. I mean, it's not easy for people who come in knowing really very little French. And so they have to be a bit determined to want to stick with it. The rehearsals are held in French. And I do translate things quite often, but I don't translate everything all the time because it would be slow and laborious for everybody. But so people who come in knowing really very little French have to, they have to want to do it. They have to want to make the effort. But I have seen people come in with really quite limited French who are now perfectly comfortable having a conversation. And it's really encouraging to see that reward for them and in terms of their confidence as well. And same kind of thing with the singing. People who might know a little bit of French, but they start out saying, oh, I've never sung in a choir, I don't know, I can't really read music, da, da, da. And they just learn, and that's really exciting. We are working a lot on some drinking songs and rounds and fun songs. We're hoping to get downtown in the winter and have a sort of pub night of drinking songs. So that's the kind of thing that we're doing at the moment.
Buvons bien, buvons les amis, tinkons, buvons, 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 buvons
We're keeping the French alive on the rock. Merci beaucoup to Claire Wilkshire, choir leader of La Rose des Vents, Michelle Marsh, founder and CEO of French for Life, and Émilie Marchel, directrice générale of the Association Communautaire Francophone de Saint-Jean et Le Club du Samedi. You can check out La Rose des Vents Chorale at www.rosedesventschorale.ca, the Club du Samedi at the Association Communautaire Francophone de Saint-Jean website, www.acfsj.ca, and French for Life. You can find them at frenchforlife.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And that's it from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador for this edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. I'm Colleen Power for CHMR-FM, Memorial University of Newfoundland and Labrador Campus Radio. Hey, as a matter of fact, you can brush up on your French right here at Memorial with our wonderful Department of Modern Languages, Literatures, and Cultures, starting with 1,500 introductory university French, a course for beginners, and right on up through graduate studies in French. It's never too late to start learning, and it's fun on the road to becoming bilingual.
Chanson, j'ai besoin d'une nouvelle chanson. N'importe quel tempo, n'importe quelle langue, j'ai besoin d'une nouvelle chanson. J'ai besoin d'une chanson d'amour. J'ai besoin d'une chanson d'amour. Chanson d'amour qui n'est pas trop courte. Chanson de guerre qui n'est pas trop longue. Chanson, j'ai besoin d'une nouvelle chanson. J'ai besoin d'une nouvelle chanson. N'importe quel genre, n'importe quelle couleur, j'ai besoin d'une nouvelle chanson. J'ai besoin d'une chanson drôle. J'ai besoin d'une chanson drôle. Chanson drôle avec moins de paroles. Une chanson triste, dernière sur ma liste. J'ai besoin d'une nouvelle chanson.
Thank you for joining us for this marathon day of the 20th Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, presented by the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, and this station. For more information on les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events, or to provide feedback on the show, visit www.rvf.ca.